From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committed to observing the cessation of hostilities. The truce brokered by the United States and Russia took effect at midnight Damascus time. Truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front, both terrorist groups. Less than an hour before the temporary truce went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary elections indicate the country will likely usher in reformist and moderate conservatives, allowing President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. This announcer from Iran's Al Alam TV said the turnout was heavy and that the long lines were full of voters. Former Iranian President Abdel Hassan Bani Sadr, living in exile in France, said voting turnout was not high, and in many locations only a few dozen people showed up to vote. Voters choose members of parliament and the assembly of experts, which monitors and chooses the supreme leader. Al-Shabaab militants set off two explosions in the Somali capital Mogadishu at the gate of a popular park and near a hotel, leaving at least 12 dead. Officials said the dead included security forces and civilians. Militants have links to Al-Qaeda and have carried out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News. United States and Nigeria are in talks about sending U.S. military advisors to Nigeria's Borno State to help in the fight against Boko Haram. U.S. officials told VOA that the talks are ongoing, but no decision has been made about the proposed deployment. U.S. already has about 250 military personnel in neighboring Cameroon running a drone operation to keep track of Boko Haram. Newly elected FIFA president has promised to restore the shattered image of the International Federation of Football through reforms intended to make FIFA more transparent, professional, and accountable. Gianni Infantino spoke at his first news conference.
We enter now into a new era. It was today an important Congress, an extraordinary Congress, where some reforms have been approved, some groundbreaking reforms, and where a president has been elected who certainly can and will implement all these reforms in order to make sure that the image and reputation of FIFA will come back to where they belong.
Infantino will now face multiple FIFA controversies, including criminal investigations of dozens of officials for corruption. The awarding of the next two World Cups, respectively, in Russia and Qatar, are also under investigation. FIFA elected Infantino as its new president on Friday at a Congress in Zurich. In U.S. presidential politics, the Democrats will hold a primary today in the state of South Carolina, where the African-American vote takes center stage. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have been fighting for their vote, as we hear now from VOA's Aru Pandey.
Eastover, South Carolina, population 813, where campaign messages of hope and change are lost on retired concrete pipe worker Wesley Washington.
Everybody want to change, but change for what? If you supposed to change for the better, but look like more to change for the worse.
As Democratic presidential candidates battle for the minority vote, the mayor of this majority African-American South Carolina town says residents have more pressing needs that go beyond political campaigns.
They're so far removed from what services that they're expecting to receive because, like I said, they don't feel that this is going to impact them.
Robinson, like many African-Americans in South Carolina, supports former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Eastover, South Carolina.
And the U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year. For all of 2015, the U.S. economy expanded by 2.4%. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.